Father, thank you for your presence.
天父，谢谢你的同在。
We are here to get closer to you, to know you better.
我们在这里就是为了要更亲近你，更认识你。
We love your presence.
我们爱你的同在。
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就。
In earth like it's in heaven.
在地上如同在天上。
And deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离试探。
Holy Spirit, guide us tonight.
圣灵，今天晚上请你引导我们。
Orchestrate the service according to the heart of the Father.
求你就按照父神的心意来指挥今天晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
我们一起来看传道书第十一章。
And let's read verse 11. Now, let me see. That's not quite right. What I'm looking for, I think it's 10. I'll find it. I'm looking for the verse, I know it's verse 11, where it says, God put eternity in our hearts. 3:11, is that right? 3, yeah, I got the chapter wrong. Okay, so let's read chapter 3, verse 11, that's what I'm looking for.
好，对不起，是第三章十一节。
Yes.
传道书第三章十一节，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
You know, I can say this is a mysterious verse.
我可以说这一节经文是很奥秘的。
But the truth is, the Bible is so deep, it's full of mystery.
其实圣经是非常深奥的，充满了奥秘。
And the only way to begin to understand it more is to have supernatural revelation.
要了解圣经，更深入了解圣经，唯一的方式就是要得到超自然的启示。
So I actually want to talk about this book, the Bible.
其实我是想要讲这卷圣经。
It's amazing.
这是非常了不起的。
70 books. Some people say 66, but it's really 70.
哦，圣经七十卷书，有的人说是六十六卷。
If you count Psalms as one book, then it's 66.
如果你把诗篇看成是一卷书的话，那总共就是有六十六卷。
But the Hebrews divided Psalms into 5 books.
但是在希伯来文里面是把诗篇分成五卷书。
So it's interesting, the number 70.
所以很有趣的，得到数字就是七十。
There were 70 nations divided at the Tower of Babel.
在巴别塔的时候也是有七十个国家。
You remember when there was a famine...And Joseph was like a prince in Egypt. He was a supervisor of Pharaoh in Egypt.
大家记不记得在约瑟他那个时候在埃及做宰相
？It says 70 of the relatives, the family members, 70 came into Egypt to find food.
他的家人有七十个人就到埃及去找食物。
And the prophecy for Daniel.We talked about the first night, 70 weeks.
我们第一个晚上也讲到，在但以理书里面讲到七十个七。
Very interesting.
哦，这些是很有趣的。
If we study the Bible honestly,
如果我们诚实地研读圣经，
We have so many different authors from different times in life.
我们会有在生命当中不同时期、不同时代的作者。
And they didn't know each other.
他们彼此不认识。
They just wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
他们就是在圣灵的默示写下了这些书信。
And it's amazing how this whole book, it all comes together.
很要我们，让我们诧异的就是他这所有的每一卷书都能够整合在一起。
It proves that the source of this book is not really from men, but it's from another world.
这证明了这本书的来源并不是从这个世界来，而是从另外一个世界来。
You know, you could be a little silly and say this book came from an alien.
你也可以有点傻的说这个是从这个外星人来的。
Not from this world.
不是从这个世界来的。
So we know God and Jesus are physically in heaven.
所以我们知道神还有耶稣，他们的实体现在在天上。
The Holy Spirit is with here in reality, in presence.
而圣灵他的同在就很真实的在我们当中。
And by the Holy Spirit, somehow Jesus and the Father are also with us tonight.
而靠着圣灵今天晚上父神跟耶稣也跟我们在一起。
So now God in heaven he lives above the sun.
所以神在天上他是住在太阳之上的。
He lives in heaven above space.
他住在天上是在太空之上的。
And where he lives beyond time.
他所住的地方超越时间。
That's why King Solomon, he talked about everything, there's a time for everything under the sun.
这就是为什么所罗门王讲到在太阳日光之下万物各有其时。
Because everything beyond and up to heaven, it's outside of time.
因为在这个超越时空之上的一切的，这个都是没有办法用时间来计算的。
So now, we know when we understand the Bible, God is an eternal God.
我们了解圣经就知道神是永恒的神。
And when he presented himself to Moses, he said, Moses said, Who shall I tell them sent me? And he said, Tell them that I am sent you.
当神向摩西显现，然后摩西说，我当告诉百姓说你是谁呢？那他就说我是，告诉他们说我是，也就是我是自由拥有的那位，差遣了你。
So God is an He doesn't only live in eternity, he is eternity.
所以神不只是住在永恒中，他本身就是永恒。
He can touch the past anytime, and he can touch the future anytime.
他任何时候都可以碰触到过去，也可以碰触到未来。
Now, what's interesting...Is this verse we read, 3:11, Ecclesiastes, it says God put eternity in us.
在我们刚才读到的传道书三章十节，很有趣的就是讲到说神将永生或者说永远安置在我们的里面。
So there is something about us as people of God.
所以我们身为神的百姓，我们有一个特点。
We might not understand eternity.
我们或许不了解永恒。
But there is a hunger in us to know eternity.
但是我们里面有一种渴望，想要知道永恒。
That's why people study time travel.
就是为什么有人他们会研究这个时光隧道啊，这种时空的旅行。
Even scientists who don't believe in God, they try to study, can we travel to the past?
甚至有一些科学家他们不相信神，他们还是在研究说，看我们有没有可能回到过去。
What makes them want to do that?
是什么使得他们想要这样做呢？
It's because God put eternity in the hearts of men.
是因为神已经将永恒安置在人的心里。
And then when it comes to the area of prophecy, of seeing the future,
关于预言,
we have a hunger for that too.
关于预言还有看到未来，我们对这也有一种渴慕。
And many people...develop anxiety in life because they don't know the future.
很多人在一生当中会慢慢地变得焦虑，因为他们不知道未来。
They fear the future.
他们会害怕未来。
So we Christians,
是我们基督徒,
we sing songs about the future.
我们会唱一些歌是关于未来的。
How?He is our Savior.
讲到说他是我们的救主。
We will live with him forever.
我们会永远跟他同活。
So as the world is going down, we don't lose our peace because we know the future.
所以当世界正在走下坡，我们却不会失了平安，因为我们知道未来如何。
And so we sing songs like,Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
所以我们就会唱这歌，因他活着，我能面对明天。
So in our hearts, eternity, we know our past is forgiven by the blood of Jesus.
所以在永恒当中，我们知道我们的过去已经被耶稣基督的宝血赦免了。
And we know we can face tomorrow because.The future is in God's hands.
我们知道我们能够面对明天，面对未来，因为未来在神的手中。
So even when we do the gifts of the Holy Spirit, sometimes we have to go outside of time to do it.
所以有时候当我们在属灵的恩赐里面运作的时候，有时候我们必须要跳脱出这个时间的框架来做。
So we had one testimony this recently where I said, oh, someone had a motorcycle accident and you fell on the right, on your right leg.
在我们这次特会当中，我们曾经有一个见证，就是想说有一个人他这摩托车骑摩托车出了意外，然后他的脚就腿受伤。
The Holy Spirit knows the past.
圣灵知道过去。
So he had to take me in a way, in time, my spirit had to touch the past.
所以就一方面来说，神必须带领我的灵，让我的灵碰触到过去的事情。
Now I'm not the only one who does this.
能够这样做的，我不是唯一的一个人。
Every one of you have the Spirit of God.
你们每一位都有神的灵。
God can speak to you about the past or the future. He can.
神可以跟你说一些话是关乎过去的或是关乎未来的。
Because he put eternity in you.
因为他已经把永恒放在你的里面。
So this Bible, to understand it, we have to remember that this book was written, the source of it is outside of time.
So,当我们读圣经，我们一定要了解这本书的源头，它写成的是在这个时间之外的。
And if you keep that attitude when you read it, certain scriptures you didn't understand will begin to open up.
所以，如果你用这种态度来读圣经的话，那么某些经文你本来不了解的，就会开始向你开启了。
Now,You don't have to do this, but for me, I thought one day, I said, you know,
你不必这样做，但是对我来说，有一天我在想，
I have three birth certificates. I have three birth certificates.
Okay, 我有三张出生证明.
How do I explain that?
这个我怎么解释呢?
Well, I read Jeremiah the prophet, and God said to him, before the foundation of the earth, I knew you.
我读到耶利米先知耶利米神对他说在创世以前我就已经认识你
And I began to think
我就开始想
Is he the only one that God had someone in his mind before creation?
我在想说神在创世以前就已经想到的除了耶利米之外是不是只有耶利米这一个人呢
I wonder if God thought of me before he created the world.
我也在想神是否在创造世界以前就想到我了。And
if that's true,
如果这是真的,
when did he do it?
那神是什么时候做的呢?
Did he do it one day before Genesis chapter 1?
那神是在创世纪第一章的前一天这样做的吗?
Or was it 6,000 years before he created Adam, did he think about me?
还是说神是在他创造亚当之前6000年神就想到我呢?
When did he think about you first?
神是什么时候首先想到你的呢?
So thoughts are like seeds.
所以意念就看, like seeds.
Seeds, like farms. Yeah,
okay, so 意念就像种子.
Yeah. So, in the daytime, if you think bad things, it's a seed that when you have a dream at night, it will grow and you will have a bad dream.
所以如果你白天想一些不好的事情, 那就像是, 不好的种子, 然后你晚上呢, 就会做噩梦.
So your heart is like a garden.
所以你的心就像是一个花园。
That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence.
所以这就是为什么圣经说你要殷勤保守你的心。
Because out of your heart, it comes the power of life.
因为一生的果效或说能力都是从心发出的。
So if you think bad, then bad will come out.
所以如果你想坏的事情，那么坏的东西就会出来。So
when did God think about you?
所以神是什么时候在想到你的呢?
If he thought about you before you created the world, you're older than you think.
如果神是在他创造世界之前他就已经想到你的话，那么你实际的年龄比你所以为的要来得老。
You might be 2 million years old.
或许你已经200万岁了。So
when God, we don't know where he was, maybe in space like this, we don't know, but he thought about you.
我们不晓得神在哪里，或许他在太空里面，然后他就想到你。And
as he thought about you,
当他想到你的时候,
I'm sure he was pleased. I'm going to make the ears like this. Elias. I'll make his nose a little longer.
And
I'll make him this tall. His fingers, how shall I make his fingers?
他的手指我要怎么造呢?
And he even knew the hairs on my head before I existed.
甚至在我存在之前, 他就知道我头上的头发。
So my first birth certificate is 2 million years old.
所以我的第一张出生证明就是我已经200万岁了。
You were conceived in God's mind a long time ago.
所以你是很久以前就已经在神的意念里面诞生了。
The second birth certificate is when you were born from your parents and you went to the hospital and they did a certificate.
那你的第二张出生证明就是你的父母生你的时候去医院，然后人们就开了一张出生证明。
The third birth certificate.
第三张出生证明。
You were born again.
是你重生的时候。
So you need another birth certificate.
所以你又有了另外一张的出生证明。
This is birth certificate number three.
所以这是第三张。
And the Bible says, when you were born again, that in heaven your name was written in the Lamb's book of life.
圣经上说，当你重生的那个时候，你的名字就已经被记在羔羊的生命册上。
So to me, the Lamb's Book of Life is like a birth certificate when you gave your life to Jesus.
所以，当你把你的生命给主的时候，那么羔羊的生命册上，这个就像是你的出生证明一样。
Time, there's something supernatural about God's people.Where we live in time and beyond time.
所以关于这个时间，哦，所以神的特别有，神的百姓很特别，就是我们活在这个时间当中，但是我们也超越时间。
We believe the Bible to be true.
我们相信圣经是真的。
But there's some scriptures that bother us.
但是有一些经文会让我们困惑。
Paul said,In Ephesians, he said, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
保罗在以弗所书里面讲到说，我们是与基督一同坐在天上。
And then I scratched my head.
然后我就会搔搔头。
What are you talking about, Paul? What are you talking about?
保罗，你到底在说什么呢？
I know I'm here.
我知道我在这里。
And the Bible is telling me I'm also up there?
圣经是告诉我说，我也在上面吗
？Are we really at two places at one time？
我们是否真的是同时在两个地方呢
？These kinds of Bible verses are mysterious。
这些圣经的经文都是奥秘。
I thought God could only be.In two places at one time.
我本来以为只有神可以同时在两个地方。
Is it really possible that you can be at two places in one time?
你是否真的可能同时在两个地方呢
？The only way I can think it's possible is that God is omnipresent and He can be everywhere.
我想到唯一可能的是因为神无所不在，所以他到处都在。
But the Bible says we partake some of his divine nature.
但是圣经说我们是在与神的性情，神的某些性情上有份。
We will never be like God.
我们永远不会像神。
He can be anywhere at the same time.But maybe because we are his children, we can be at least two places at one time.
神可以同一个时间在任何的地方，许多地方。那因为我们是他的孩子，所以我们也可能同时在两个地方。
When Paul taught the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he talked about prophecy.
当保罗讲到属灵恩赐的时候，他讲到说预言。
Prophecy, when you see the future supernaturally,
说预言就是当你超自然的看到未来。
The Bible says we only see in part.
圣经说我们只看到部分。
Only God sees everything.
唯有神看到一切。
Never get too impressed with any prophet.
任何的先知你都不要太诧异。
Prophets only see this much.
先知看到的只有一点点。
God sees everything.
神什么都看到。
But we can see a little bit of the future like God Because we have his divine nature.
但是因为我们有神的性情，所以我们可以看到未来的一点。
You see, why did God bring the animals to Adam for Adam to name them?
神为什么要把许多动物带到亚当的面前，让他给动物取名字呢？
It was Adam's job to name all of the animals.
因为这是亚当的职责，他就是要给所有的动物取名。
And I was thinking, how long did this take him?
我在想说，这个花了亚当多少时间呢？
That's a lot of animals.
因为有很多动物。
And then when Eve came,
然后当夏娃出现了。
He told all the names of the animals to Eve, and she kept all the data. She learned like this. Her mind was also amazing.
夏娃出现的时候，亚当就把所有动物的名字都告诉了，亚当就告诉夏娃所有动物的名字，然后那夏娃也立刻就记住了，所以她的脑子也非常的棒。
I remember when I was doing, I have a music studio.And I use Pro Tools. It's a software to record music and write music.
我有一个音乐工作室，然后我就用一种软体，就是能够录音，然后或者是创作音乐。
I first looked at it.
当我刚开始看它的时候
，and I saw all of these little buttons and tracks and this and that and.This, you look at it and you don't know where to start. Ugh.
Oh, 那上面有很多的，那有很多的按钮，还有很多的音轨，你就不晓得说要从何开始。
And I said, yeah, I'm not smart like the people at Silicon Valley in San Jose.
我说我不像在戏谷，圣何西戏谷的人这么聪明。
I said, I started feeling like it's overwhelming.
我开始觉得说这个好像是过于我所能的。
I said maybe I'll just play my instruments and I don't need to worry about all of this software.
所以我就想说，好吧，那我就弹奏我的乐器，这样就够了，不用去担心那些软体的东西。
And then this thought came to me.
然后我就有一个念头。
Okay, I speak 4 languages.
我会讲四种语言。
My mother's father, he spoke 7.
我母亲的父亲就是我的外祖父，他会讲七种语言。
So I got some of his gift.
所以我也有一些他的天分。
So if I want to learn Chinese, I know I can do it.
如果我想
I can.
如果我想要学中文的话，我想我做得到。
But I'm thinking because of AI coming, I might not have to work so hard. Just use AI and we understand each other.
但是我想，因为现在已经有了人工智能，所以我就用它就好了，不必那么的辛苦。
That's the lazy way out.
这是一个比较懒的出路。
So I said, well, my mother's father, he's my grandfather.He was very good with languages.
我就想说，我的外祖父他是语言天才。
And so my ear is good for languages.
所以我的耳朵对语言也是非常灵通的。
And then I looked at the computer screen.
然后我就看了电脑的屏幕。
And I had this thought.
我就有一个想法。
Why should I let this software scare me?
我说我为什么要让这个软件来吓我呢
？I have a great grandfather who could name all the animals and remember everything.
我有一位高曾祖，他能够给所有的动物取名，而且都还记得那些动物的名字。
I know he sinned, but he was still smart.
我知道他虽然犯罪了，但是他还是很聪明。
And I took that attitude and I learned quickly.
所以当我用这样的态度的时候，我就很快的学会了。
So you see, sometimes learning is not intelligence, it's an attitude.
所以你知道，有时候学习未必在于你的智慧，而是在于态度。
In our schools, if we can teach children to have an attitude, they can learn anything.
在学校里面，我们如果能够教小孩子正确的态度，那么他们什么都能够学会。
So why did God tell Adam to name the animals?
所以为什么神要叫亚当去给动物命名呢？
Well, in Psalms, it says he named all the stars.
在诗篇里面有讲到说他给所有的星星命名。
You know, when you give a name to something,
你知道当你给一个东西命名，
In general, you try to pick a name that has some of the meaning of the purpose of the thing you named.
那就是说你命名的那个对象那个东西呢，一定是有它的意义或是目的。
You know? So your name is not an accident.
所以你的名字并不是意外。
That's why some people change their names legally.
所以这就是为什么有人会在法律上改变他们的名字。
They realized the parents didn't believe in God, and when they named you, the name was really not that good a name, and you take a name you believe God is what your name is.
所以有的人因为他的知道自己的父母以前不信主，所以就是给你取的名字你不是觉得不是那么好，所以当你信主以后呢，你就去改名。
Even in heaven,
甚至在天上，
Revelation says, to those who overcome, I will give him a white stone.
在天上启示录讲到说那些得胜的我会给他们白石。
And I will write on it, I will give him or her a new name.
并且我会给他们新名。
That only you and God will know.
那个新的名字唯有你跟神会知道。
So you see, in heaven, we can be together in a group like this.
所以在天上我们有可能像这样子一群人在一起。
And you hear your name called.
然后你听到有人叫你的名字。
And you say, excuse me, family, I have to go.
然后你就跟你的家人说，哎，对不起，家人们，我得去了。
Hey, where are you going?
哎，你要去哪里呀？
Oh, they didn't hear or understand the name that was called. They don't know it. Only you and God.
所以他们并不晓得，或者他们也不了解那个叫的名字。这个名字只有你跟神之间知道。
So there is a future for us.
所以我们有一个未来。
Of a very special relationship with God.
是跟神有一个非常特殊的关系。
It's only between you and God.
这唯独是你跟神之间的事情。
See, I also believe in this life.
我也相信在今生。
There is a secret holy place in your heart.
在你的心中有一个隐秘的圣洁的地方。
It belongs only to God.
那是单单属于神的。
Prophets are not allowed to touch it.
那是神并不容许先知去碰到那个地方。
Yeah.I believe in authority, but there are some areas pastors are not allowed to touch it.
我相信先知预言，但是我相信权柄，但是有一个地方是神不容许去碰到。
There's this holy place, it only belongs to God.
有那圣洁的地方，在我们的心里面是单单属于神的。
Yeah, that's why you have to seek God for yourself.Read the Bible for yourself.
这就是为什么你必须自己读圣经，你要自己去寻求神。
So God named all of the stars.
所以神就给所有的星宿命名。
And every name he gave, he described the purpose of that star.
他所给取名的每一个星星，他都会描述他的目的。
So we read our books Saturn, Jupiter, Mars. That's what we named it.
所以我们就读到金星、木星、土星，我们是这样子命名的。
And if you are a Christian scientist, when you go to heaven,
如果你是一个基督徒的科学家，当你去天上的时候，
God will tell you the real name of the planets.
神会告诉你星球真正的名字。
So he looked at Adam and he said,
所以他看着亚当，然后他说，
Okay, my son will never be like me.
他说我的儿子永远不会像我。
I'm God.
我是神。
I will give him a smaller job than naming the stars. The stars is too much for him.
我要给他一个比较小的工作，而不是让他去给那些星星取名。
So I'll ask, I want to see if he could name the animals.
我要看一看他能不能够给动物取名字。
I want to see if he could function like me.
我想要看看他能不能够跟我一样，有同样的功能。
And so when Adam started naming the animals,
所以当亚当开始给动物取名字，
he had to say words that never existed.
他必须讲出一些字是过去不存在的。
It's like speaking in tongues.
就好像讲方言一样。
You have to say something you've never said before.
你会说出一些你过去不曾说的。
So when you begin to speak in tongues,It's just like Adam. Adam had to say words he never said before.
所以当你讲方言的时候，你就像亚当，他要给动物取名的时候，他是说出一些自己从不曾说出的字。
And so, Adam, God looked at Adam and he said, "Yeah, this thing. What did you call it?"
好，所以这个动物，然后神就跟亚当说，你要怎么称这个动物呢？
The thing, yeah, with the long neck, that's a giraffe. I said giraffe.
那个脖子很长的就是长颈鹿。
God never said, ah, 没有没有 I don't like it.
神不会跟他说不是不是这样，我不喜欢这个。
God was pleased with every name that Adam gave it.
亚当所取的每一个名字神都喜悦。
So you see, when people speak in tongues in faith,
所以当人们在信心中讲方言的时候，
they are saying, I don't know if it's God.
那人就会说，他们就会想说，我不晓得这是不是出自神的。
And God, the whole time, he was going, uh-huh, yeah, good, 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 I understand.
但是在你讲方言的整个过程，神都说，这个很好，这个很好，我了解的。
So God doesn't have a problem with it, but we do.
所以神对你讲方言没有问题，但是是我们自己会有问题。
Time.
时间。
Let's look at one more thing.
我们再来看一点。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 16.
我们来看马太福音第十六章。
We're all very old people tonight.
今天晚上我们都是很老的人哦。
We look good for 6 million, huh?
我们几百万岁看起来很好哦。
All right, let's just read verse 27 and 28.
马太福音是
16, Matthew 16.27:28.
好，马太福音第十六章二十七、二十八节，人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临。那时候，他要照个人的行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在每场死位以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
So at the end here, Jesus is the recording is the end of the chapter.
我们刚才念的是这一章的末了。
In the English, they make a mistake.
在英文圣经里面，他们犯了一个错。
Because they record that Jesus said, "There are some of you here that will not die before you see the Son of God coming in glory."
因为他是讲说，在神 神的儿子荣耀降临在他国里之前，有些人会没有尝死味，还没有死。
Now, maybe in the Chinese Bible, it also is plural. It says, some of you. It's the same. It's inaccurate.
这个不正确啊。
When you study the Greek, when they wrote it in Greek, Jesus said, there is a certain one here that will not taste of death.
所以如果你读希腊文的话呢，讲这个讲有人是说某一个特定的人不会尝死味。
And then, if you understand that translation, you find out that he was talking about John.
如果你去研读的话，你会知道他讲的这个人是约翰。
And even the disciples misunderstood things about what Jesus said about John.
甚至门徒们都误解耶稣讲到关于约翰的事情。
Peter made a mistake.
彼得犯了错。
Rumors went out.
然后呢，谣言就散播出去了。
That the apostle John would not die, but they would, but he wouldn't.
那个谣言就是说使徒约翰不会死，而其他的人都会死。
So how do we explain this verse?
所以那我们要怎么解释这节经文呢？
Well, we can't do a Bible study tonight.
今天晚上我们没有办法来深入的查经。
But we know that in Revelation chapter 19.
但是我们都知道在启示录第十九章。
John came all these chapters to record.
约翰他记载了这么多的章节。
And then he's describing in Revelation 19.
然后他在启示录十九章里面形容。
And I saw a white horse.
我看见一匹白马。
And from there he describes Jesus coming down in glory.
从那里他就描述耶稣在荣耀中降临。
So he did see the Son of Man coming in glory before he died.
所以他确实在死前有看到人子在荣耀中降临。
That's why the stories that we hear, like they tried to boil him in oil, and they couldn't even kill him boiling him in oil.
这就是为什么我们看到他人们想要在油里面去把他烧的，但是呢，他还没有办法杀死他。
John could not be killed.
约翰没有办法被烧死。
Because he had to see Revelation chapter 19.
因为他必须看见启示录第十九章。
And then after that,
在那个之后
then he was allowed to die.
神就容许他死。
There are very interesting things about time when you study the Bible.
当你研读圣经，有一些很有趣的事情。
We know the 24 elders are people who lived in the earth.
我们知道二十四位长老是那个曾经生活在地上的人。
Because in Revelation chapter 5 verse 9,
因为在启示录第五章第九节
they sing a new song.
他们唱一首新歌。
And in the song they say, you have redeemed us out of the world.
你已经从世上 你买赎了我们，你从世界买赎了我们。
Now, we cannot prove who the 24 elders are.
我们没有办法证明这二十四位长老是谁。
We can only think, maybe.
我们只能够想说或许。
When I study the New Jerusalem,
当我研读新耶路撒冷。
I see 24 names mentioned in the temple of God.
我看到在神的圣经中提到24个名字。
You remember?
大家记不记得？
Three gates on each side?
就是每一面都有三扇门。
Four times three is 12.
那三乘四就是十二。
So there's 12 names.
所以就有十二个名字。
And it's very clear. It says, these are the names of the tribes of Israel.
很清楚地有讲到说，这些就是以色列支派的名字。
So, you will see Benjamin. Benjamin is the name of one of the gates. He was the youngest brother, remember?
所以你会看到平雅敏，平雅敏就是那个十二个兄弟里面最小的一个。
And the other 11 gates are the names of the tribes. We know that clearly.
而其他的11扇门也都是另外的11个支派的名字，这我们是很清楚知道的。
Now, this almost made me cry. I actually did cry when I read it years ago.
很多年前当我读到这个的时候，我真的哭了。
It says...John saw not only the names on the gates, he saw the names of the foundation stones.
他不只是看到那个门的名字，也看到那个就是那些基，十二个什么根基，十二个根基。
And the 12 stones had the names of the apostles.
而那个有十二个使徒的名字。
To me, this is shocking.
对我来说，这是非常惊人的。
Because John was one of the apostles.
因为约翰是使徒之一。
How did he feel when he looked at the names and he saw his name on one of those stones?
当他看到那个根基的石头上面，十二个名字，他的名字在其中。他的感受是什么？
Wow! His spirit was in the future where he saw his own name.
他的灵在未来，而在那个未来当中，他看到他自己的名字。
So we can't prove that these 24 are also the 24 elders.
所以我们没有办法证明说这那二十那个二十四就是这二十四位长老。
But consider this, it's possible.
但是你想想看，有可能。
That when John was in heaven,
当约翰在天上
，maybe 12 of the elders were the sons of Jacob.
那
the 12 tribes.
或许十二位长老有四这当中有四位是这雅各支派的。
And maybe the other 12 were the apostles.
那或许另外十二个就是使徒。
So one of the elders came to him to talk to him, explain things to him of what he was seeing.
所以有一位长老 来到他的面前跟他解释所看到的事情。
It's very possible that he did not recognize himself.
很可能他并没有认出自己。
It's possible that he looked at all 24 and he saw himself in the future and didn't recognize himself because that John was glorious.
有可能他看着那二十四位，但是他没有认出自己，因为未来的那位约翰是很荣耀的。
Being out of time, it's amazing.
所以在时间之外是非常要让人惊讶的。
I'm not saying to you that I know this is who the 24 elders are.
我不是跟你说我知道这二十四位是谁。
I'm just saying because the Bible was written out of time, it makes me consider these possibilities.
我只是跟你说，因为是圣经的写成是在这个时间之外的，所以就让我们一起来思考这样子的可能性。
So one of the elders that came to him was most likely not one of the apostles.
所以有很可能，就到他到这个长老面前的，并不是他们其中的一位使徒。
Because if one of the apostles came, he would have recognized them, and he would want to have a conversation.
因为如果是使徒的话，他可能会想要去跟他交谈。
It was not time for a conversation.
哦，那个不是要交谈的时候。
He never had a photograph of Joseph or Benjamin or Naphtali.
因为他没有那些像是便雅悯啊，或者是约瑟啊，还是拿弗他利的照片。
He didn't know what the leader Jacob's sons. He didn't know what they looked like.
他也不晓得雅各的儿子们是长什么样子。
So that's why I think it's possible that one of the tribes of the elders, if it's so, that one came to him.
所以我想有可能是其中支派的一个长老就来到他的面前。
So he didn't recognize that it was one of the sons of Jacob.
所以他就没有认出是雅各的儿子之一。
Wow. Time. Time.
时间。
You remember the angel?There was a big angel
记不记得有大天使
with a small book.
他有一本小的书
You remember? And he had instructions in heaven, when he was in heaven in the vision.
当他在天上看异象的时候
His instructions were, take the little book from the big angel. Take it.
他说要从大天使那边拿那个书卷。
He made a mistake.
他犯了一个错。
He's in the spirit and he still makes a mistake.
他在灵里面他还是犯错。
Because he goes to the angel and asks for the book.
因为他去天使那里就是去要那小书卷。
His instructions were not to ask for the book. The instructions were, take it.
哦，他的得到的指示并不是要去拿那个不是去。
That's why when he asked the angel, "Give me the book," the angel didn't give it to him.
所以他并不是要去求那个书卷，而是他要直接去拿。所以当他跟天使说要。
Yeah, even the angel understood the instructions of God.
甚至天使也了解神的指示。
And so the angel kept the book, and he said, "No, take it."
Sorry, I'm getting lost.
Am I going too long?
No, too much for my mind.
Okay. So where were we left off?Okay. So, the instructions were to take the book. Are we there? Everybody is with me?
So, 只是他去拿, 只
是去求。So, finally, he took the book.
So, 最后他去拿那个小书卷。
And he ate it.
他把它吃下去了。
All right.We're still talking about the Bible.
我们现在还在谈圣经。
When his vision was finished,
当他看到的异象结束了
and he was out of the vision,
他现在没有看异象了
and he's on the island of Patmos.
他在拔摩岛上。
What's shocking to me,is in his vision, he ate a little supernatural book.
让我震惊的时候，他吃了那个小书卷。
Now he's back in the world, out of the vision.
现在他回到世界上，已经没有再看异象了。
And that little book,
那小书卷
was still inside of him,
在他的里面。
He went to heaven, got something from heaven, and brought it to earth with him.
他到天上带了一个东西，然后就回到这世上。
There are times in prayer when you get into a certain dimension, God just wants you to take what you see. You just take it. You don't ask for it.
有时候你在祷告的时候，你就进到一个领域，你就去拿就好了，你不必去求。
We're going to see very strange things in these last days.
我们会看到很多很奇怪的事在我们这一生。
The world is not going to understand us.
在末世我们会看到很多很奇怪的事，这世界上并不了解我们。
Because we are spiritual creatures.
因为我们是属灵的产物。
Dealing with a supernatural God.
我们在做超自然的事，跟神有关的事。
So it doesn't matter how much people want to resist the supernatural in the church, they cannot.
这并不在乎说有多少人去抵挡超自然的事，其实他们没办法抵挡。
We need to have our hearts prepared.
但我们必须要好好的预备。
Where God will do such amazing miracles that it will even strike fear in our heart.
有时候神会做了很奇妙的神迹，有时候会让我们感到害怕。
We've heard of testimonies where people were actually lifted in midair.
我们也听过见证说有人就是这样被提到 半空中。
Can you imagine if that happened tonight?
你敢相信说今天晚上会发生这样的事吗？
Some of you might run outside and say this is a church of witchcraft.
可能有人会跑到外面说这个是邪术巫术的教会。
We don't know what God wants to do.
我们不晓得神要做怎么样的事。
Prepare your hearts for what God wants to do.
所以我们要预备好我们的心，做神要我们做的事。
Don't be afraid of the supernatural.
不要害怕超自然的事。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
And we worship him in spirit and truth.
所以我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
We are spiritual people.
我们是属灵的人。
Not just mental people.
并不是只是一个用头脑的。
Okay?Lord, just let your Holy Spirit just begin to move.
主，让你的圣灵就开始运行。
Just bless your people, Lord.
祝福你的百姓。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.Thank you, Lord. Just right here in this circle here.
就是在这，就在这这块地方。
There's a special anointing right here.
就在这里有一个特别的恩膏。
Now the Holy Spirit is everywhere.
圣灵无所不在。
But his activity is not always everywhere.
但是他的圣灵的活动未必总是无所不在。
Now I can sense the Holy Spirit coming on this lady.
我可以感受到圣灵就临到这位姐妹的身上。
And he's just blessing you.
他在祝福你。
Yeah. I'm not going to be calling people up.
我不会叫你们站起来哈。
I can see him touching this row now.
我现在看到圣灵在触摸这一排的。
His presence is just moving here in this room.
他的同在就在这一排的座位这边在运行着。
And now there's a deep presence in this row here.
现在在这一排有一个很深的同在。
This is called the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵里的服事。
He's come to bless us.
他来祝福我们。
These four people here.
在这边的这四位弟兄姐妹。
He's resting on you.
他现在正圣灵正停住在你们的身上。
Gosh, it feels so good.
所以感觉很好。
Now, this lady with the glasses here. Yeah.
His, 这位戴姐妹的 yeah. 戴眼镜的姐妹。
His power is coming on you now.
圣灵的能力现在降在你的身上。
I see the Lord touching these two ladies here, these two young ladies. Yeah. Yeah. His spirit is just coming on you, just deep rest.
我看到现在神的灵在触摸你们这三位年轻的姐妹就是有一个很深的安息。
Now we talked about visions. This lady here.
我们讲到异象哈，这里的这位姐妹苏珊。
The Holy Spirit is about to take you in a vision.
圣灵将会带你看异象。
He's about to show you something.
神将会跟你启示一些东西。
Yeah, here he comes. That's right. That's right. That's him touching you. Oh. Now this one here in the white.
这边这位穿这个白色浅色上衣的姐妹。
I just see an angel to her left.
我看到她的左边有一位天使。
And an angel is about to minister to her.
那天使这个天使要服侍她。
So you know the Holy Spirit, they work with angels.
所以圣灵是跟天使同工的。
You study the book of Ezekiel.
如果你读以西结书
wherever the glory went, the angels went with the glory.
所以荣耀往哪里去，然后天使就跟荣耀一起去。
One, two, three, four, five, six. These six rows, I just feel just such a thick presence of God.
这边开始哈，一直到第六排，我感觉到有神浓厚的同在。
In the spirit, I see Jesus putting his arms around this man.
在灵里面，我看到耶稣他的手臂环绕了这位弟兄。
I see the spirit of prophecy on you.
我看到在你的身上有预言的灵。
There's something about prophecy and the gift of prophecy.
Prophecy and what?
Prophecy and the gift of prophecy.
就是要有预言，还有说预言的恩赐。
Yeah, I see the Holy Spirit touching her, but I also see two angels ministering to her.
我看到圣灵触摸你，但是我也看到有两个天使在服侍你。
And so.This is powerful. She'll be shaking for a few minutes.
所以接下来的几分钟，她会在那边颤抖。
It's the power of God.
那是神的能力。
I see the Lord coming on this person.
我看到主他临到这位姐妹。
And everything is going to be okay.
哦，一切都会没有问题。
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, 一切都会没有问题。
This row here,
这边的这一排,
they're going deep in the spirit.
哦，现在你们正很深的进到灵里面。
There's something very deep in the spirit happening here. Deep.
现在有很，就是在灵里面很深的东西正在发生。
We talked about John eating a book.
我们刚刚有讲到约翰吃那个小书卷。
I see a Bible over him.
我看到这位弟兄的他的面前有一本圣经。
And I see the Holy Spirit imparting to him the words of God.
我看到圣灵把神的话就赐给他，赐到他的里面。
His teaching ministry is really going to increase.
他的教导的侍奉会增加。
We're going to see new revelation coming from this man of God.
我们会看到新的启示从他的身上出来。
That's very powerful.
那个是很有能力的。
She's in the spirit.
哦，那个姐妹她也在灵里面。
You see, we came here tonight.
今天晚上我们来到这里。
To get close to God.
是为了要更靠近神。
God is walking around the room.
神他正在我们这边到处行走。
He's very kind. He's coming to us.
神非常的恩慈，他临到我们。
Thank you, Father.
天父，谢谢你。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，谢谢你。
It feels good.
感觉很好。
The Spirit of God, I see him on these two.
神的灵我看到是在那两位的身上。
Jesus said, he who humbles himself, I will exalt.
耶稣说凡自卑自己谦卑自己的我必将他们升高。
They've humbled themselves before God.
这两位他们在神的面前谦卑自己。
I see ministry here being promoted.
我看到你们的侍奉被神提升了。
Even this year, you're going to see a promotion in the kingdom of God.
甚至今年你就会看到在神的国里面提升了。
God is ready to use you both in a greater way.
神已经准备好用更大的方式来使用你们两位。
You haven't sought to grab position.
你们并没有想要去抓取任何的位置。
You're content waiting on God.
你们满足于等候神。
And he's seen it.
而神看见了。
And he's going to bless you for your heart of waiting on him.
神会因着你那等候他的心来祝福你们。
He's ready to use you in a brand new way.
神已经预备好要用崭新的方式来使用你们。
Very powerful.
是很有能力的。
And I see the words in this man of God here, a strong leader.
我看到就是在这位弟兄的身上有几个字，就是说他是一个很强的领袖。
He's sitting there quietly, but God's making him a strong leader. He will become a strong leader.
他很安静地坐在那边，但是神要使他成为一个很强的领袖。
Now we know how the Lord has anointed her to play music.
我们知道主怎么样高某她让她来弹奏乐器。
She's not just a musician, I'll tell you that.
我可以跟你们讲，她不只是一位乐器手。
But I see prophecy on this man.
我看到这位弟兄哦，就是 George 有那个预言的灵。
And I can see God ministering. God's going to talk to him and tell him the future.
哦，对不起，就说有预言，神会跟他说话，然后跟他讲未来的事情。
And he'll be able to see the future and prophesy things to come.
他将会看到未来，然后能够对未来的事情发预言。
The spirit of prophecy is on him in such a beautiful way that when it shines.
预言的灵在他身上很美，当他发光的时候。
There may come a day where people might think he's a prophet.
或许将来有一天人们会认为他是一个先知。
That's how strong it will be.
那因为他的会非常的强。
I see the Holy Spirit on this brother here.
我看到圣灵在那位弟兄在万里的身上啊。
And I see him leading people to God.
我看到他在带领人们归向主。
And I see him grabbing someone by the hand.
我看到他就握住某一个人的手。
Come, let me show you.
说你来，我要显明给你看。
God will use him with individuals, one on one.
神会使用他，就是一对一的。
And he will lead many people to get closer to God.
他会带领很多人更靠近神。
And now I see the Holy Spirit moving on this man.
我看到圣灵运行在 这一位的身上，就是
he's going to have a ministry of dreams。
哦，就是波菜的身上哦，他将会有这个做异梦的服事。
He already dreams a lot。
他本来就常常会做梦。
He's very quiet about it。
他关于他做梦，他都是很安静，不太说的。
But God has already shown him powerful things in dreams。
但是神早就在梦中跟他显明一些很有能力的事情。
We're going to see the ministry of dreams be quite strong and anointed in this man。
我们将会看到这个人身上有就是异梦的服事，在他的身上会很强。
These two, I see the Holy Spirit giving them supernatural insight.
睿智跟美夏哈，我看到这两位圣灵给他们超自然的洞见。
The Lord has opened up this woman's eyes.
主已经开了这位姐妹的眼睛。
Very often she sees things in the spirit.
她常常在灵里面看到东西。
And in prayer, even in prayer, every day God opens up her eyes.
甚至在祷告中，每天神都开她的眼睛。
And I see the Holy Spirit touching her now, opening her eyes even more to see visions of God.
我看到神现在就更多的开她的眼睛，让她看到神的异象。
What I see on this man.
而我看到这位弟兄睿智。
I see a spirit of interpretation on him.
我看到一个解释的灵在他的身上。
Some people are Bible teachers.
有些人是圣经教师。
But this man is an explainer.
但是这位弟兄他是一个解释的人。
He has a spiritual gift.
他有一个属灵恩赐。
To take things that most of the church might not understand, and he will explain it to us.
就是有一些东西，或许教会里大部分人不明白，但是他会跟我们解释。
I can sense that anointing on this man.
我可以感受到这个弟兄身上的恩膏。
A very powerful gift to take information, put it together, and explain it.
他有一个很强的恩赐，就是能够把一些信息组合在一起，然后解释。
So this gift of interpretation, it's going to be quite strong.
所以他这解释的恩赐会非常强。
And he's going to see that when people pray in tongues, he's going to be seeing in the spirit what is being said.
所以当有人用方言祷告的时候，这位弟兄会看见他所讲的那别人用方言祷告的意义。
That's just one of the signs.
这是其中的一个记号。
People will have a dream and they will ask him, what do you think the dream means?
有人会做梦，然后去问他说，你觉得那梦是什么意思？
And suddenly, the interpretation God will give him insight on how to explain it.
那忽然之间，神就会让他有一些看见，能够解释那个梦。
I see fire on him.
我看到火在这个林牧师的身上。
And it's healing, healing fire.
是医治的火。
God's going to use him powerfully in the ministry of healing.
神会用就是给他很强的医病的侍奉。
Gifts of healing.
就是医病的恩赐。
In the spirit, I see the anointing going down your right forearm right here.
在灵里面，我看到现在那个恩膏就从他的右手臂那边往下。
And when you pray for people, you're going to sense and feel the power of God going through your arm.
当你为人祷告的时候，你将会感受到那个能力从你的手出去。
Now, while I was speaking that,
当我刚才一边在说那个时候
，someone over here was thinking, "I want that."
在这一区也有人在想说我要那个。
I'm going to find out who that was.
我要去
Don't tell me.
找一找是谁哦，你不要告诉我。
Yeah, look at me. You were thinking that, right?
你刚才在这样想是不是
？Okay. Well, here comes the fire of God.
好，神的火现在。
It's healing power.
医治的能力。
Now you here, you have a desire to see.
这位你渴望看见。
And what the Holy Spirit is showing me as I'm walking around and seeing, you're saying, "I want to see like that."
哦，我在这边一边走的，然后我就你就在说，我想要像那样子的看见。
So that anointing is coming on your eyes right now.
所以现在的恩膏就降在你的眼睛。
Feels good in here, hey Andrew. It feels good. What does it feel like? Just peaceful, huh?
这位弟兄牧师问他说他感觉到他说就觉得非常的宁静
You know, When we sometimes, when people go to the hospital or a rehab center,
你知道，当有时候人们去医院或者去复健中心
，I don't know any other way to say it.
我不晓得用什么其他的方式来说。
But sometimes, you can't go to the bathroom, and so they use a urine bag.
哦，有时候因为你就没有办法去上厕所，那么他们就会给你一个尿袋。
Okay.The Lord is touching someone's kidneys.
主在触摸某一个人的肾脏。
I know what I'm seeing.
我知道我在看见什么。
My first wife died because she lost a kidney.
我第一任妻子过世是因为她她失掉了一个肾脏。
I can feel it and see it.
我可以感觉到看见。
So there's strong power for both of your kidneys.
有很强的能力是为你的肾脏的。
There's someone else too. Yeah. You don't have to look at me and need prayer. The God is moving.
哦，神在运行，所以你不需要看着我，然后才能够领受祷告。
I don't, no need to put your hand up to embarrass you, but there's a lady here, there's a lump in your left breast. It's not big.
你不需要举手，因为我不想让你们觉得不好意思哦，就是有一位姐妹在你的左胸部有一个肿块。
And it's been there for a while, and you're concerned.
那个不是很大哦，已经一阵子了，所以你就是有点担心。
Okay.I'm believing God that in the near future,
我相信神在不久的将来
even when I'm gone, you're going to testify that it disappeared.
甚至在我离开之后，你将会做见证，说那个肿块消失了。
So there's a lump vanishing right now.
所以现在有个肿块正在消失。
Health and healing.
健康跟医治。
Ah, that's what's moving now.
现在正在运行。
Ah, health.
健康。
Good health.
好的健康。
Health, good health.
好的健康。
Good health, healing presence.
还有医治的同在。
No sickness, no cancer.
没有疾病，没有癌症。
No arthritis.
没有关节炎。
Just all going.
全部都离开。
Good health.
好的健康。
Blood pressure just going normal right now.
血压现在就变正常。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Perfect digestion. Your stomach works good.
你的肠胃都有完美的消化。
Time.
How great is our God.
慈爱的阿爸父，爱我们的耶稣，宝贵是圣灵，为着今天晚上，主让你的恩典再一次的临到我们当中，借着你的仆人以利亚牧师给我们传讲的信息，让他的服事还有我们在你面前的敬拜，主让我们可以感受到天上的氛围就在我们当中。主，你不只是临到我们当中，主你也把我们带到你的施恩宝座前，让我们又像约翰一样，他所看到的异象在我们当中不只是一个，让我们所有每一个还没有尝死味之前，我们要看见你的荣耀降临在我们当中。主，把这样的异象，把这样的启示赐给我们，当我们领受你天上所给我们的恩典，主让我们再回到这世上的时候，主让我们从你所领受的我们可以活出来，让你的活水的江河不只是在天上，你的宝座所流出来的活水的江河泉源要临到我们每一个人，在我们的腹中也要涌流出来，让上泉和下泉你所赐给我们的，主要成为一个美好的印记，见证在你的教会，你要用水借着道将你的教会洗净，成为圣洁，让我们可以成为你的见证，让我们不只是今天这个时候我们领受，也让我们所得着的让我们可以活出来，在这个世上能够彰显天上的荣耀。谢谢你，愿你的恩典在我们一个人身上给我们印上印记，让我们活出你的样式，当你再来的时候，让我们每一个都能够活出你荣耀的形象，欢喜迎接你的再来。愿你的恩典覆庇我们每一个人，与我们每个人同在，让我们今天的敬拜赞美都能够讨你的喜悦。献上我们的感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
好，我们今天聚会到这里结束。好，明天早上9:30我们在这个地方啊，最后一天的聚会。好，我们谢谢以利亚牧师哈，也是愿神祝福大家。